Hilchos Mechira, the 22nd chapter. Perek Shnayim V'Yesrim, chapter 22, Halacha Aleph. Ein Adam Makna Dovash Loibal Olam. One cannot sell or give as a gift something that does not as of yet exist. Bein b'mechra, this is talking about sale, bein b'matana, or a gift, bein b'matnas shchiv mera, even a gift of a dying person, which generally we are more lenient as to how the transfer of ownership can be accomplished by a dying person. Nevertheless, if the thing at that moment is non-existent, it's going to become a reality only in the future, it is impossible to transfer title of something which is non-existent. Ketzad, for example, Mashatoitzi Sadezu Mochiloch. If one says, whatever this field will yield, I am selling to you, and the produce of that field as of yet does not exist. The produce of this tree is given to you as a gift. Or he says, Tnu Mashatelet Behemazul Pnoimi. Or a person that is dying says, give to so and so the young that this animal will bear. Lakana klum, the transaction is not valid. The same as applies to all similar cases. Halacha base. Hamoiche peides dekala chaveri. If one sells to another the fruit of a day tree, yachalach zabay, he can retract. Av lachas shaboa peides loilim, even after the fruit have appeared, he can retract. And as we said before, since when he sold him the produce of that tree, the produce was non-existent, so the sale isn't binding. If the buyer, however, snatches the food and he ate it, we do not take it away from him, because as long as they didn't formally retract it and say that he is not willing that the sale should take place, he can go and take it. And if they retract, either of the parties retract, in chayev l'kabu mishapara, he doesn't have to receive the curse of mishapara, who punished the evil people of Sodom and Egypt, would punish someone who doesn't keep his word. Because when do we say that there's a curse given is to someone who paid for something, and there was an actual kinyan? However, it is a king which the Chacham did recognize, like we learned in the previous chapters, that is binding at least that he would have to receive a Mishapara curse. However, in this case, since the sale is really not a valid sale, we don't even obligate him to receive a Mishapara. And the reason we say that if the buyer goes and snatches it, that we don't make him give it back, is because we presume that as long as he did not retract, as neither party retracted, that they're still going on with the agreement. As we learned in the 7th chapter in Halacha Ches, that one should keep, even if they didn't make any kinyan in any form, they just gave their word and they agreed verbally to something, honest people would keep their word, and if one would not keep their word, they would be considered dishonest. So therefore, even though this kinyan is not binding in our case, since it was non-existent, nevertheless, if they did not formally retract, we presume that they are continuing to agree to this, and therefore if he snatches it with the understanding that it was still an agreement, then we say that we do not make him give it back, and the sale stands, and he would have to just make payment, or if he didn't make payment as of yet. However, if one agrees to sell a commodity at the market price, however, the seller at that time does not have possession of that commodity. So we say that the seller has to go out and buy it in the market, and he must give to the buyer what he was agreed upon. And if he retracted, the seller would receive the curse of a mishapara. And even though at the time of the sale the object is not in, and that fruit, that commodity is not in possession of the seller, this is considered like something that is existent, because you do find storekeepers, they sell objects even though at that time they do not have it in their possession, and they do this relying that they will be able to get it in the market and give it to the consumer. And therefore, this is a binding sale, since he was paid for it. So it's like any other sale, where one paid without doing the kinyan, that even though it's not binding, but one who would retract, if the seller retracts, he would have to receive a Misha Pora, the curse of the Misha Pora. Halacha Vav. Misha Pasak al Shar Shebeshuk Shiyitna Basain Besela. If one agrees to give 4 saw of grain for a seller and according to the market price. Imha Yushibolim, if the grain is still in the ears, and therefore it had not been didn't go through the threshing process, and obviously it's not ready for sale. Harizakona, it is however acquired. The kinyan is a proper kinyan, lekabel mishapora, and this would obligate the one who retracts to receive the mishapora curse. It is a binding payment. Providing that he sees it in the barn, he's shown the grain in the barn. In other words, it's already in the barn. Or he tells him in the marketplace, "I am relying upon you." However, if he was not seen in the barn, and I didn't tell him, "Hareini soimech alecha, I'm relying on you," loisamcha daiti shalmeicha, then we say that the seller didn't really rely on the buyer, that he would in fact buy it. The einim akabel mishapara, and therefore he would not receive the mishapara curse, since the seller wasn't confident there of the sincerity of the buyer. Shadulayim, because the seller says shema pasuk imacha, perhaps the buyer made this agreement with others. Ve'ein tzarech lechitim elu, and now he doesn't need it, because it was customary that when the buyer needed the wheat, he would go to a few merchants and make the order by then. But it was common knowledge that this was not binding, and it was common knowledge that there's a possibility that the buyer would not in fact need those wheat, unless the buyer clearly says that I'm relying on you, or he has shown that grain in the barn, even though it's still in its ears, but he actually sees the grain, then we know that he's relying on it, and therefore their agreement was binding, and since he paid for it, if he doesn't deliver, he would receive the Misha Pera curse. Halacha, hey, Dovash ein Meshushu Sal Makna ein Enikna. Something that is not in possession of the seller is also not transferred. It's also considered like something that not exists, even though it exists somewhere else. It's still, since it's not in his possession, so therefore, as far as he's concerned, it is non-existent. Ketzat, for example. He tells him, "Ashi'ira shmi'aba machalach. What I will inherit from my father is sold to you. What my net catches will be given to you." But he didn't catch yet anything in his. Well, he didn't catch any fish with his net. So the zulek shekachena knuyelach, or that field, when I will acquire it, I shall sell it to you. Loikana klum, the sale is void. The sale is not binding. V'chein kokiyetsa b'zen, and the same rule applies to all similar cases. In a case where the inheritor, the person who at his death will leave behind him an estate, this is the Meirish Geises, and he is dying. He is dying. The parent who will be the inheritor and will leave behind him property is now in a state of dying. And his son is trying to sell part of his property in order to get the money for burial expenses. And since the heir, the son, is poor, and he doesn't have readily available money for burial expenses, and if he's going to wait until death, the yimker, and then he would sell part of the property, the corpse will wait, the isbaza, and it will come into disgrace by causing the corpse to wait. And right now, he cannot sell it, since he didn't inherit it yet. And therefore, as we learned in the previous halacha, it is a davish leibolayilam. Nevertheless, in this exceptional case, tiknu chachamim, the sages decreed, she'imachar, if the son sells this part of this property, v'omani says, mash'irosh ma'avi hayoim, mochalach, what I will inherit today from my father is sold to you, mimkorei kayim, the sale is valid. V'chein, and similarly, Tzayid, Ani, a poor fisherman, Shaim loy mashu yoichel, who has nothing to eat, Shomah, and he says, Mashitali min hayom mitzudosi hayoy mochaloch, what will be caught in my net today, and I will take out of the sea, I'm selling it to you as of now, Mimkore kayim, the sale is valid, Mishum kidei chayav, in order that he may acquire food to sustain his life, so therefore the Chachamim made an exception in this case. Halacha zayin, Habain a son, Shemocha benichse aviv, that he sold the property of his father, b'chayi aviv, while the father was still alive. And obviously the sale was not valid since he didn't inherit it yet. Omeis habain, and then this son died, b'chayi ha'av, while the father was still living. V'achakach meis ha'av, and then the father died. And now the grandson inherits. Ben Habein Maitzi Miyad Alakuchas, this grandson, can dispossess the original buyers of that field, the buyers that bought it from his father, who sold it, but he had no right to sell it because it didn't belong to the father yet. The father sold it when the grandfather was still alive. So this son, when he inherits the estate of the grandfather, he can claim that land, which was rightfully the grandfather's, and is part now of the grandfather's estate, and he could take it from the buyers. Because the sale of the father wasn't valid, since he sold something which was not in his possession. And therefore the land was still in possession of the father, which is the grandfather of this son. And this one now inherits directly the estate of the grandfather, and therefore he has a right to that field. The same applies in all similar cases. Halachaches. One who gives a gift, a piece of land, to his friend. And he gives, together with this, another gift of 100 dinar. And the kinyan done over here was a kinyan agav, that when one makes a kinyan in a piece of land, and together in that transaction, the giver says, or the seller says, that when you're acquiring this land, I'm also transferring to you ownership of 100 dinar, if he was then in possession of that 100 dinar and it was in his possession, when he acquires the field, he automatically acquires the dinar, and like we learned in a previous chapter, this is called the kinyan of agav. However, if the dinar is at that time not in his possession, then we don't obligate the giver to pay the 100 dinar, because since it was not in his possession at that time, so it's as if he made a kinyan on something which was non-existent or not at that time. Unless the one who acquired the field brings proof that the giver had at that time 100 dinar in his possession. Ruhu adin, and similarly sharmataltal, and another movable object, shemakna odom oisim al kak, that a person transfers it together with land, with a kinyan agav, imeinim mishus hamoichera yanoisim, if they are not in possession of the seller or giver at the time of the kinyan, when the receiver makes the kinyan in the land, laikona, at that time the kinyan is not valid for these movable objects, sheino the makna davashin ibishusay, because one cannot transfer ownership, make a kinyan concerning something that is not at that time in his possession. Halacha tes. If one has a deposit, he has something of value in someone else's possession. And that other person is watching it on his behalf. He can transfer ownership of it, whether it's through selling it, or a gift. Something that has been deposited by somebody else is considered as if it's in the possession of its owner. And it is presumed that it is in existence during the time of the transfer. If the person who received that deposit denies ever receiving it, then the owner cannot give this to someone else. Is as if it has been lost. She'ena b'shusei, and something that is lost, even though it might be existent somewhere in the world, is not considered in his possession, and therefore he cannot transfer ownership of it. Similarly, if he made it, he gave someone to watch for him an object or something of value, and the person who received it and is supposedly watching it later denies it, it's considered as if it's lost. Aval hamilva, if someone lend somebody money, since money is given to be spent, it's considered non-existent. And then he can say, well, the money that I lent to this person, I am giving it to you as a gift. He cannot transfer ownership, only in the case of the presence of three. And then this is the halachim that we learned in a previous chapter, in the chapter 6, in halacha zayin and ches, and yud and yud aleph, the Chachamim decreed that if there are three people in presence, and there's the creditor and the creditor and the debtor and the third party, they can transfer the obligation to another. As we learned, this is something that doesn't have any legal, logical reason as to how the transfer of ownership is taking place, as we explained when we learned that chapter. And if it was a loan that was granted by a note, then he could transfer ownership of that note through giving it over and writing it over to the other person, because in this case we have a tangible thing, and in this case the note through which you can transfer the obligation from one to another. Just as we say that one cannot transfer ownership of something that is non-existent, similarly you cannot transfer ownership to a person that does not exist as of yet. And even if it is a fetus, an unborn child, but there is a fetus over here, so it's something is over here, but it's not been born yet, and Hukanish Leibolam is therefore considered non-existent. Vamazakal Uber, and one who transfers ownership on behalf of a fetus, as Loikona, it is, the transaction is not valid. Vihimaya Bnoi, if that fetus is his child, since a person normally is thinks favorably and positively towards his son, Kana, even though the child is not yet born, he can transfer ownership and give something to his son. Halacha Yudal, Fa'imali Ishtigman says to his wife, Nechosai Labonim Shetelim Imenu, my estate will go to the children that you will bear for me, you will bear me, that you will, have for me. These children have not acquired anything. Because since at that time she wasn't pregnant as of yet, during the time of the giving of that gift, and therefore we don't say what we said in the previous halacha, that he thinks favorably towards his offspring. This is only if the woman is already pregnant and there is a fetus, then he can transfer ownership. However, if he is saying in very general terms to all the children that his wife would bear him, they would inherit, since it's completely non-existent, it is not valid. Halacha Yud Beis. Hamakne lemin mimine hachayet. If one transfers ownership to an animal, to any species of animal, lahik chlum, it's nothing. It's not valid. You cannot transfer ownership to an animal. Hiknuk tzas nechasav lebehema. Oilamish lebo loilam. If part of his property he transfers to an animal or to someone that wasn't, to a person that is not existing yet, that has not been born. Vachozav omalachavere. And then he goes and tells to another person that does exist. Pneik lebehemezu. You acquire title like this animal, or like this fetus, like this unborn child, like Konachlum, he doesn't acquire title. And since the giver said that he is like the animal, and the animal has no rights, so similarly he's giving him in a way that he would have no rights. Amalev, he tells him, Knei at ubehemazu, you acquire this. together with this animal, you and this fetus, this unborn child, will acquire this. He acquires half of it because he didn't make his part of, dependent on the acquisition of the animal or of the fetus, so therefore he acquires half. Halacha Yud Gimel. In the makna, a person doesn't transfer ownership lo b'mecher not through sale, lo b'maton not through gift, el dovish yesh b'mamish, only something that is tangible can be transferred. Aval dovish ein b'mamish, something that is intangible, ein anikna, cannot be acquired and it cannot be transferred. Halacha Yud Aleph Ketzat, an example. Ein ad makna reyach ha-tapuach hazeh. One cannot transfer ownership of the aroma of an apple. To say, I'm selling you the aroma of an apple, or tam hadvash hazeh, or the taste of honey, or ein habdolach hazeh, or the sparkle of a crystal. V'chein kol kayetze b'zen, the same as in similar cases, something that is intangible you cannot sell. Lefichach therefore, hamakna lechavere, one who sells to another, achilas peres dekelzeh, the eating of the fruit of this day tree, oydiras bayizeh, or the residents living in this house, loikana, he did not acquire it, achiyakna, until he says that he's giving him, leiguf habayis lodabo, he's giving him the house itself to use as to live in. Of a guf ha'il nechel peres, he's giving him this tree in order to enjoy the fruits. Kamoshi is bad, like it's going to be explained in the next chapter, and we'll explain it then. Halacha tezvav, din ha-hekdesh, the law concerning acquisition of things, of one's things, to the temple, the din ha-niyim, or to the poor, the din ha-nadonim, or the law of vows, kedin ha-hedid, b'kinyosai, transferring ownership to one of these, does not have the same laws as transferring between normal situations, between people. Shilu amadim, because if a person says, kol mashe telet behem tiyeh hekdesh, levedek habayis, everything, any offspring that my animal, my cow will bear, is dedicated and consecrated to be used in the repair of the Beis HaMikdash of the temple. Or ye osir alai, or as a way of a vow, he says it will be forbidden to me to derive benefit from it. And this is a vow, this is a neder. Or yetnen lo tzedakah, he says I will give it to tzedakah. So this thing is non-existent, but he is making a vow to give it to Hekdesh, or to have the laws of oaths on it, not to use it, or to give it to the poor. Afa pishenim eskadesh, lefishenim boilam, even though, technically, it does not become consecrated to the temple, since it's non-existent, and therefore the temple doesn't acquire ownership of it, harizal chayav lakayim dvore, nevertheless, he must fulfill his promise, his oral statement, shenema, like it's written, Kuchol Hayotim Epivyasa, it's a verse in Bamidbar, in chapter 30, verse 3, that one has to do according to what comes out of his mouth, he must do. And since he said that this will go to the temple, he is obligated to do this. And this was referring, of course, to oaths. And therefore, if it is in a form of an oath, he must do it because of an ethical obligation, not so much a monetary obligation, since a monetary obligation is not possible over here, since the object was non-existent. Halacha tezai, v'hoyu v'adav. Since this is the case, in Tziva Odom Shkishuhu Shchiv Mera, if a dying person says, V'homar, he commanded and he ordered and he said, Kol ma shiyotze ilm ze la'aniyim, whatever this tree brings forth shall be given to the poor. Oy kol schar bayis ze la'aniyim, or all the rent brought by this house shall go to the poor. Zochu behen aniyim, the poor acquired this. Halacha Yudzayin, yesh goyim shechayuk maldav lezeh. There are goyim who disagree with this din, which we mentioned in the previous halacha v'orim, and they say, she'ein haniyim zoichim, that the poor cannot acquire ela badvarim shehedyit koinabahem, only what a hedyit, what a normal person can do a kinyan. So we say by a shchiv merat, that even though a formal kinyan was not done, nevertheless, that it is if since it's a dying person, we consider it as if the actual act of kinyan was done. However, if it is something that a kinyan would not help for example, something that at that time is non-existent, the words of a shchiv merat of a dying person would not help for that either. And therefore, the words of a dying person of this shchiv merat will not help to transfer ownership or give or bequeath or give or sell something that is not existent at that time. And the Rambam says that he does not agree to that opinion, because in the case of transferring ownership, a person is not commanded to do this. However, there is a commandment that one is obligated to fulfill his vows concerning tzedakah or the hekdesh or a donation to the temple, just like he is obligated to fulfill any other vow, and like it was explained in the laws concerning arachim, vows of evaluation that must be evaluated, and therefore since this is this dying person is said that this is futstaka, it is an obligation, and therefore the poor is considered as if the poor acquired it.